Lighting on an event is not only functional, it is essential for the atmosphere and show. Tom van Landeghem of Art of Confusion knows exactly how to make a lighting scheme with the right lighting for your event. Hi Tom, welcome to our studio. Today's topic is lighting. And lighting makes, of course, that we can see each other, but there are other reasons why lighting is so important for an event.
The basic reason is to create a nice environment or a nice show or a nice event is light. Light, we all need it every day in our car, at home. When it gets dark, we pull the switch and we have light. So we can't see anything without light. So that's, of course, always the basic.
Yeah, but if you come in an event location and you put on the light, what is there already, then there's no atmosphere. And then you need to do your magic and add some lights to create the atmosphere.
Yes, because when you enter a venue, most of the time it's cold, white light. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
For the cleaning to
build up, to see everything very well. But mm-hmm. you also see all the mistakes of the venue. So the best thing for us is kill the lights and let us do our job. So then we can start making some nice scenes. We can start painting with the light. And we can create atmospheres. And all those things depends on the demands of the client, of course.
I heard you say hiding the mistakes. So it actually means that you put light on the things you want to show. And no light at the parts that needs to stay in the background.
Yes. And the more you put the accent to the things you want to show, the less attention goes to the thing that you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where lights are very handy.
Okay, but if you want to create an atmosphere in that way, then you need to plan up front. Okay, this is the setting I have. This is what I want to achieve. And how do you start with such a plan?
It all starts with the idea of the client, of course. Mm-hmm. The client decides we have, or it is thematic, or we want to go in that atmosphere. First of all, is it let's say a dinner show? Is it only a dinner? Is it like an exposition? Or is it really show? Or is mm-hmm. it a mix of all those elements? It's also possible. This is the start. Mm-hmm. And then we see, okay, we have this venue. What's possible over there? What technology do you want to use? Has it to be really bombastic, or is it really dramatic? So everything starts with a conversation, and then you start designing.
I heard you mention a show. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's about show lights, flashing things, moving lights. Is it that kind of stuff then?
Yes. This is one part of show. You can create a show with, let's say, 100, 200 lights, and of course it will be wow. Because if you flash the lights, mm-hmm. everyone says, oh, 200 lights at one time.
Yeah.
It's amazing, of course, and they can move, they can get every color, whatever you want. It's all on the operator. The operator will make mm-hmm. you a good show. But then again, you can also create a show with very conventional lights. Let's say, for instance, you have a stage, mm-hmm. a blue background, and only one light at one guy who is telling something. But then again, this is one guy, and maybe the client show has 50, 60, 100 people dancing on stage. Of course, you need...
There is a difference.
There's a difference, and the lights will be different, of course.
Do I understand correctly that even with a small budget, light can do tremendous things for your event?
Your experience with, mm-hmm. Let's put a number on it, with 10 lights, 10 conventional lights, with some color filters, which can create a really nice atmosphere. You can't create the same effect with 200 lights than with 8 lights. Mm-hmm. The small venue doesn't need 200 lights.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's, for instance, one guy at the piano, you don't need 200 lights.
Just one targeted spot.
But really target right color, right intensity, right background. It can be enough.
When we're talking about a guy on stage, then it's enough to put just a light on him if you want to keep it clean and simple? Or do you need...
No, normally the basics are 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
So not frontal, just on the 60 degree.
Yeah.
And at the back.
And the why at the back?
Well, the reason for that is if we look at a guy and we only put one spot in front of him, mm-hmm. he will be a little bit flat.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy should be a little bit more 3D. So if it's only one light, your nose will create a shadow. And that's not nice. We want to see the guy as we see him normally in daylight.
Yeah.
So this is the most important thing. You have to, you need the depth and you create the depth with more than one light, of course.
Yeah. And what is it about when we are here in the studio? I always hear the light technician talk about when we do camera, we need white light.
Well, white light is the basic of everything. If you buy a light bulb, mm-hmm. it's white. Of course, different temperatures of color, mm-hmm. but it's still white. We're not talking about LED,
mm-hmm.
but basically yeah. if it's a discharging lamp or is it a tungsten, whatever, it's always white, warm, cold, whatever it is. And then you start putting on filters.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, you have the classic filters, but you have also the automated filters in yeah. The moving lights. But the basic is still white. And when you're outside and you look at someone, it's the daylight, mm-hmm. so it's white.
Yeah.
If I put red on you, you will be red. But the camera will see that in another way. So for the camera, it's a little bit more different to capture the color which is projected on your face or yeah. on your clothes.
So you need a white light to get the image realistic.
Yes, this is a perfect example.
Yeah, but I can imagine if you have a great show with a lot of red lights, you don't want to put white light on it because then all the effect is gone.
The effect for the background, the effect for all the obstacles, they can be red. But if there's one guy at stage or 10 or whatever, mm-hmm. you need to put on a white light on him because otherwise okay, he so will be as red. Yeah, he will be as red as everything. Okay. So the camera will see a red object, but he will not see you as Kevin.
It will be red version then.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. And what about all the technologies? Because you have LED lights, you have the traditional lights, you have so many different technologies. Which one do I need to choose for my event?
This is again planning. This is again what kind of venue? Is it a large venue? What about the air conditioning? If you have, for instance, a large dinner show with 1,000 people dining, okay, those guys need warm light to eat. Mm-hmm. You can't put green light on them, so
that wouldn't be very tasteful.
No, so we need a warm white light. So we should take, or we can take the traditional warm tungsten light or the mm-hmm. halogen light, but it most of the time is 1,000 watts for each piece. So imagine the heat,
yeah,
what's coming from those lights.
And in it's a large not venue, one light, that's okay, but in a small
venue, it can be a problem. Also, the power consumption of those lights is really, really high. And today we have to think green.
Yeah. So and not every venue can handle such a power consumption.
Exactly. So, and if the venue is a little bit less high than, let's say, the larger venues we know, we can start using or thinking about LED lights. LED
because
lights,
of the heat, the otherwise heat. It will be too warm in the room.
Yes. And in the beginning, LED lights, they didn't have the right colors. You always saw the red, the green, and the blue, because those mm-hmm. are the three colors we have. Then they started using the white LED mm-hmm. and also the amber. So now with the technology and the software behind those lights, we can create a lookalike of a tungsten lamp. We're not really there yet, but it's getting really close. So in a year, 2, 3, the difference will be very, very, very little.
If I understand correctly, it is not possible to take a light show and just copy it over for different events.
Not for different events. If it's a show on tour, of mm-hmm. course we copy because every city needs to see the same show.
But even then, don't you need to make adjustments based on the venue?
All the time. Not every venue is the same, mm-hmm. but at that time it's show light, so it doesn't matter that much. It will, the concept will be the same, but for events, of course, it's every day another thing.
And then you need an expert for making that possible.
Yes, an expert who plans in front, who has a lot of experience. If you have a guy who has 20 years of experience, he can easily say more or less, we're not going to do, we're going to use this kind of equipment, and we're going, the approach will be more like this.
Because he can anticipate on the actual effect the light will have.
Yes, he knows what the light will do. And these days we don't have the budgets to rent the venue 3 or 2 more days extra.
To try out.
Yeah. Let's say 20 years ago it was possible, but then again we had less lights. Now we have too many possibilities, so you have to think up front before you start building.
And talk with the experts.
Yes, the designer is a key element today.
Okay. Tom, thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.